翻到罗马书十二章。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 12.
罗马书十二章，我们从第一节读到第八节。
We'll read from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 8.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed in this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人的信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。
For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function.
我们这许多人在基督成为一身互相联络做肢体也是如此。
So we who are many are one body in Christ, individually members one of another.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说异言，就当照着信心的程度说异言。
Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith.
或做执事就当专一执事，或做教导的就当专一教导。
If service in his serving, or he who teaches in his teaching.
或做牵化的就当专一牵化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
Or he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
圣经停在这里。
This concludes our sharing of the Bible for now. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
总感谢你在复活早晨，你的儿女们一同聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you that on this morning of your resurrection, that all of your children have gathered before your throne.
我们感谢你，我们都是蒙恩的儿女，我们能够一同来到你的跟前来敬拜、侍奉你。
We truly give thanks that all of your children who are saved by grace can gather before your throne to worship and praise you.
每当我们聚在你面前的时候，我们求你，真是按着。你心中最美好的向我们说话。
Lord, we pray that every time we gather before you, that you would speak to us out of the perfection of your will.
在圣灵里面来启示你自己话语的奥秘。
That the Holy Spirit would explain the mysteries of your will to us.
也给我们一个可听的耳朵，一个柔软的心来接受你所栽种的道。
That you would give us ears willing to hear andsoften our hearts that we may be able to receive your word.
常常用你的话引导我们 来过地上的生活。
And that you would lead us as we live our lives here on earth through your word.
我们感谢你，你的话是我们脚前灯路上光。
We thank you that your word is a lamp before our feet.
叫我们这些人常常在你话语的光中看见我们实在是一般蒙福的儿女。
And that we can truly see that we are your blessed children.
我们是走在一条永生盼望的道路上。
That we are walking on the path filled with eternal hope.
有一天，我们荣耀主要把我们带到荣耀国度里面。
And that one day, you will lead us into your glorious kingdom.
因此，让我们在地上还有年日的时候，知道如何来跟随你，来服侍你。
That while we still have years here upon this earth, that we would know how to walk and serve you.
也按着你的心意，知道如何生活在你面前。
And how we should live before you.
你宝血多遮盖我们。
Your precious blood has covered all of us.
那我们在这里只注意主耶稣基督，不靠我们自己的光景。
And here we can only focus on our Lord Jesus, not concerned with our own situations.
看见你是这样有指望的神。
That you are a God filled with this hope.
因此，用一个简单的信心来投靠你。
And that with simple faith we can rely upon you.
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.我想去和弟兄姊妹交通活祭这件事情。
We'd like to continue sharing with the brothers and sisters about this topic of living sacrifices.
我们说到罗马书，它是书信的第一卷书。
And when we talk about Romans, it's the first epistle.
因为它是为什么它是书信的头一本书呢？
Why is this the first epistle?
因为它是可以说是新约圣经真理的一个根基。
We can say that it is a spiritual foundation for the rest of the truth.
以后书信的真理呢，基本上都是从罗马书延伸出来的。
All the truths in the following epistles are based in upon.
而这个根基是什么？这个根基就是讲那个救恩的根基。
And what is this foundation? It is the foundation of salvation.
而这个根基的内容就是讲到神的福音。
And the topic of this gospel is the gospel.
所以罗马书的信息就是讲到神的福音。
So the topic of Romans is the gospel.
使徒保罗把神的救恩的计划是如何做成。
Paul explains how the Lord has accomplished his salvation work.
他很有系统的，很有完整的告诉我们，神是如何借他儿子主耶稣基督把这个救恩完成，并且做在我们身上。
Paul carefully and completely explains how the Lord Jesus has accomplished the salvation upon us.
而我们在这个救恩里面，我们到底得着什么？
And that in this salvation, what have we actually received?
所以罗马书基本上第一章到第八章呢，是告诉我们，我们是因信称义，我们是因圣灵住在我们里面，叫我们得以成圣，也叫我们最后能够得到荣耀。
So the first eight chapters, he talks about that we are justified by faith in.Once we are sanctified, we will eventually be glorified.
这是主耶稣基督在救恩里面所完成的，也是我们所得着的。
This is what the Lord Jesus has accomplished and what we have received.
而这些就成我们基督徒生活的一个根基，一个基础。
So this is the foundation of our Christian living.
所以基督徒怎样过一个正常的属灵生活，必须站在这个根基上来过我们的地上的生活。
So,For us to live a normal Christian lives, we have to be founded upon this foundation.
人若是站在主所完成的这个救赎的根基上来过我们的基督徒生活。
We have to be grounded firmly upon this foundation to live our Christian lives.
我们才有个正常的生活，我们属于生命才能慢慢被建立起来。
Then we can live a normal Christian life, and our spiritual lives will be built up.
所以圣经常讲到建造跟根基的一个问题。
So the Bible often talks about this matter of building up and foundations.
所以诗篇十一篇有一节说，根基若毁坏，义人还能做什么呢？
So in Psalms chapter 11, there's this verse that says, "If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?"
而九章罗马书九章到第十一章呢？
And Romans chapters 9 through 11.
他乃是从神方面那一方面来看，我们如何得着这个救恩。
It is from God's point of view how we have received this salvation.
也可以说，它是从以色列一些历史、一些人物身上的经历来说明我们是怎样得到这个救恩。
And it is using the example of the Israelites how we have received salvation.
头一个，我们那是因着神的应许成为神的儿女。
Firstly, it is through God's promise that we have received.
所以，约翰福音第一章十二节告诉我们说。
So in John. Chapter 1, verse 12.
凡接待他，就是信他名的人，神就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
But as many as has received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name.
这种人不是从人意生的，不是从情意生的，不是从血气生的，乃是从神生的。
Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
所以保罗借着以撒跟以实玛利这两个人的出生，说到。我们是因着神的应许做神的儿女。
So Paul uses the example of Isaac and Ishmael to tell us that we are the children of promise.
以实玛利是按着人的血气生的。
Ishmael was born of flesh and blood.
但是以撒他是按着神的应许所生的。
But Isaac was born from the promise of God.
所以他能够被称为亚伯拉罕的后裔，能够承受亚伯拉罕的产业。
So through Isaac, Abraham's descendants were named, and he became his
所以我们因着神的应许，我们相信主耶稣基督，我们成为神的儿女，我们不是从血气生的。
So through the promise of God, we are born, not born of God, not.
我们可以得到主耶稣基督做我们的产业。
So we can receive the Lord Jesus as our inheritance.
第二方面，保罗告诉我们说，我们之所以得到这个救恩呢，是因着神的拣选。
Secondly, Paul says that we have received this salvation because of the choosing of God.
从以扫跟雅各这两个兄弟的出身来告诉我们说神是怎样拣选的。
So Paul uses this example of Esau and Jacob to tell us how the Lord chooses.
神说雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
It's written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I hated.
因为他是那位怜悯人的，他不是照着人的行为来拣选人。
It is not by a man's actions that he chooses someone.
所以主耶稣也告诉我们说，是我拣选了你们，你们不是你们拣选了我。
So Lord Jesus, I have chosen you, not that you have chosen me.
因为神在创世之前，他在基督耶稣里面就拣选了我们。
Because before creation, in the Lord Jesus, he has already chosen us.
我们常常得救以后，常常有感觉说，为什么神拣选了我？
After we become saved.Many of us may feel, why has the Lord chosen me?
我们实在不知道神为什么拣选了我们。
And we can't understand why the Lord has chosen us.
所以诗歌有一首诗歌，他告诉我们说，我真不知道神的奇恩为什么临到我身上。
There's a hymn that says, I do not know why the salvation of the Lord has come upon me.
我也不知道救我的信心怎样进到我里面来。
And I don't know how the salvation has entered into me.
所以在得救这件事情，我们心中常常有许多不知道。
And so in this topic of salvation, there are many things that we may not understand. We don't understand why he has chosen to save me and not someone else.
虽然有许多不知道,
so there are many things that we don't understand.
但是里面我们却知道一件事情,
but within us, we are firmly convinced of one thing. 我们知道我们所信的谁,
我们知道他是我们的救主。
We are firmly convinced of who we believe in and that he is our Savior.
我们是他的儿女。
And we know that we are his children.
正如那个主耶稣所医治的那个生来瞎眼的那个人。
So, the Lord Jesus met this man who was born blind.
当主耶稣把他眼睛治好以后
，And when he healed him,
那些犹太人、那些反对耶稣的人一再毁谤耶稣。
All of those Jews, those people who opposed the Lord Jesus,
说这个人不是从神来的。
He said that this man is not from God.
他不守安息日。
He's not keeping the Sabbath.
他是一个罪人。
He's a sinner.
而这个生来瞎眼的人他怎么说呢？
But this man who was blind but was healed, how did he respond?
他对主耶稣可能有许多不认识。
He didn't know very much about the Lord.
但是有一件事情他知道。
But there was one thing that he knew.
他说有一件事情是我知道的。
There's one thing that I do know.
从前我是眼瞎，今天我能够看见了。
Before I was blind, but today I can see.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是讲到我们，也是讲到我们一个得救的一个经历。
So, brothers and sisters, this is also telling us about one of our salvation experiences. When we're first saved, there are many spiritual things that we may not know or understand. And many mysteries of the Lord that we don't know. But if we are truly saved, we should have within us this hope.
有一件事情是我所知道的。
There's one thing that I know.
从前我是一个眼瞎的。
Before I was blind.
今天我能够看见了。
Today I can see.
我看见我是一个罪人，我看见主耶稣是我唯一的救主。
I can see that I was a sinner and that the Lord Jesus is my salvation.
我知道他拣选了我。
I know that He has chosen me.
我们感谢神，神是因着他的拣选，因着他的旨意，他拣选我们要显明他拣选人的权柄。
We thank the Lord that he is through his choosing showing us his power and dominion to choose.
所以第三方让我们看见神的拣选呢是根据他的主权。
We see that in the world that his choosing is through his power.
所以他说我要怜悯谁恩待谁就恩待怜悯谁就怜悯谁恩待谁就恩待谁。
So he says, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
这都显明他是有权柄的神，他是万有的主宰。
To show that He is Almighty, He is Lord over all things.
他拣选我们，不拣选他是他的主权。
That He chooses us and not someone else, it is His prerogative.
所以我们感谢神，罗马书从第一章到十一章来告诉我们，神整个救恩的个计划是如何做成的，我们如何得到这个救恩的里面的丰富。
So in Romans chapter 1 through 11, it tells us how salvation was accomplished and how we have received the fullness of salvation. And so this is the foundation of our Christian living today. Our So it's the base of our Christian
living. 罗马书从十二章一个新的段落开始的时候。
So in chapter 12, and there's the start of a new section.
从十二章到十六章就讲了基督徒蒙恩以后怎样过地上一个属灵的生活。
So chapter 12 to 16 is how we should live a Christian life here on earth.
这个生活呢是根据罗马书一章到十一章所讲论这些真理，这些真根基的话，这些救恩的话。
So it is based upon the spiritual truths he discussed in chapters 1 through 11.
这是我们整个生活的一个依据。
So it's the base of all of our lives.
所以我们地上生活是怎么来生活，怎么看过我们地上的生活呢
？So how do we live our lives here on earth?
我们看见我们是一个因信称义的人。
So we see that we are justified by faith.
我们是站在一个称义的地位上，我们是一个义人。
That we are standing in a position of being justified, so we are righteous.
我们在神面前是一个义人，因为神的生命，主耶稣基督圣洁公义的生命在我们里面。
We are justified because the Lord Jesus' life is within us.
所以我们就可以过一个圣洁公义的生活。
So we can live a righteous and just life. So what is a righteous person?
义人就是一个对的人。
It's someone who is right.
但是他是一个对的人，所以他才有一个对的生活。
Because he is a righteous person, he can live a righteous life.
所以圣经告诉我们，一个罪人，一个不义的人。
So the Bible also tells us a sinner, an unrighteous person.
连他义行在神眼光当中都是一个污秽的衣服。
That even his righteous acts are like filthy garments.
为什么一个罪人，他连他义行好像人来看是非常好的一个生活行为，但是在神眼光当中是一个污秽破烂的衣服？
So why are sinners' righteous acts that which many people would think are very good in God's eyes? Why are they like a filthy garment?
因为他是一个不对的人，所以他就所显出来都是一个不对的生活。
Because he is an unrighteous person, so all that he does is unrighteous.
因为他是一个不义的人，所以他里面没有义的生命，他里面只有一个败坏的生命。
Because he is unrighteous, he doesn't have a righteous life within himself. So all that he can do is corrupted.
所以他所有生活都是一个污秽的，都是一个败坏的。
So all of his life is corrupted.
感谢神，我们就蒙恩得救，我们是一个义人。
Thank the Lord that when we are saved, we have become righteous.
只有个义人，他才能过一个义的生活。
And only a righteous person can live a righteous life.
只有个对的人，他才能过一个对的生活。
Only someone who is right can live a right life.
所以这也告诉我们，我们常常在神面前要做一个对的人。
So this portion of the Bible tells us that we have to live a right life.
若是我们不是做一个对的人，我们所生活也许在我们自己觉得很满意，也许别人对我们来说也是看我们来说也是很不错的一种光景。
If we are not right, even if we think our lives are going pretty well, and other people will consider our lives to be going pretty well.
但是因此我们不是站在一个对的地位上，我们所过生活，我们的表现都是一个不对的光景。
But if we're not standing in the right position,
所以当我们要过一个基督生活的时候，我们必须要站在这个义的一个地位上，一个对的一个地位上来过我们生活。
Then all that we do would be not right. So we have to remain firmly.Rooted upon this right foundation. And the moment we're saved, the Holy Spirit is dwelling within us. Lord Jesus says, the Holy Spirit has come and will remain with us forever.
圣灵住在我们里面，我们就知道我们可以来亲近我们神，我们可以来就近他。
Because the Holy Spirit is within us, we can draw near to the Lord.
我们在灵的里面可以与神有交通。
And that within ourselves we can have fellowship with the Lord.
圣灵也像膏油恩膏教训在凡事上都来教导我们来带领我们。
And the Holy Spirit is anointing over all that we do and is teaching us and guiding us.
圣灵也被称为是个真理的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Truth.
所以呢，他能够指教一切的真理，叫我们能明白神的话。
So he can teach us all the truth that we can understand the word of the Lord.
圣灵知道神的旨意，所以他常常。照着神的旨意来为我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit knows the will of the Lord, so it will pray for us.
而圣灵被称为是个保惠师。
And the Holy Spirit also is known as a comforter.
所以当我们在属灵生活上，圣灵保惠师也常常在安慰我们、鼓励我们、来坚固我们的信心。
So that when we are living, that the Holy Spirit would comfort us and guide us and encourage us. And all of these aspects of Christian life is because the Holy Spirit is living within us.
所以圣灵内住也是成我们生活的一个根基，一个基础。
So that the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is also one of the foundations of our Christian living. 我们所有生活
的一切都在圣里面 来过的。
And all the things that we accomplish in Christian lives, it is because of the Holy Spirit.
我们要享受一切属灵的福气，都是在圣灵里面。
And that all the spiritual blessings are in the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗告诉我们说，神所应许给亚伯那个祝福是什么呢？
So when Paul says that the Lord gave Abraham a promise,
神所应许给亚伯那祝福就是圣灵。
The promise that the Lord gave to Abraham is the Holy Spirit.
所以人要享受在基督一切福气，都在圣灵里面来享受来经历。
So all of the spiritual blessings that we enjoy are from and in the Holy Spirit for us to enjoy.
所以这个就是成，也是成为我们一个生活的一个基础。
So this is one of the basic tenets of our spiritual living.
而第三方面，救恩所成就是什么呢？
And what else has salvation accomplished for us?
就叫我们得到一个荣耀的盼望。
That we have this glorious hope.
我们知道我们将来最终的结局乃是进到荣耀里面。
And we know that in the end,our end is to enter into glory.
当主第二次再来的时候，我们这些蒙救、蒙儿、蒙恩的儿女要得到儿子的名分，我们身体要改变，得到一个荣耀的身体。
All of us who are called children of God, in the end, we will receive this new glorious body.
而和主一同进到荣耀里面。
And we would enter into glory with the Lord.
所以我们知道我们得救是为了什么
？So we know why we have been saved.
我们得救乃是在乎为了这个荣耀的一个盼望。
We have been saved for this glorious hope.
所以这个肉让我们看见，若是我们今天常站在这个根基上来过我们地上的生活。
So if we stand on this foundation to live our Christian lives,
我们就知道我们在地上生活是不属于这个世界的。
We know that our lives are not of this world.
我们与世界人的生活是完全不一样的。
That our lives are completely different from other
people in this world. 我们生活态度、方式、我们内容和世人是不一样的。
All that we believe in is and that we do is completely different.
因为我们是站在荣耀盼望里上面来过我们的生活。
Because we stand on this foundation of the glorious hope.
因为我们知道这个世界和世上的一切情欲有一天都要过去。
As we know that this whole world and all that is in it will one day pass away.
我们整个生活，我们心不放在这个地上。
So in our lives, our heart is not placed in this world.
我们心乃是放在天上。
But our heart is in heaven.
我们呢是思念天上的事，上面的事。
So what we consider important are heavenly things.
我们呢是思念永远那个永存的价值的事物。
And we consider precious those things that have eternal value.
正如希伯来书十一章讲到那些有信心的见证人。
So as in Hebrews 11, talking about those people that had great faith.
那些有信心的见证，他们是站在这个荣耀盼望的里面来过他们地上生活。
So these witnesses to faith stood on this foundation of the hope of glory.
所以他们知道他们在地上不过是寄居，是客旅。
So they knew that they were here in this world as strangers and exiles.
很快日子连着就一下过去了。
And very quickly the years passed by.
他们在那是等候那座有根基的城。
And they're waiting for the city with foundations.
就是神所经营、所建造的那一种荣耀的城。
The city that was built by the Lord and glorified by Him.
他们是羡慕那一个更美的家乡。
And they were seeking this better country.
他们盼望巴不得快快能够回到那天上的家乡。
And that they hoped that they would quickly return to this heavenly country.
所以他们在地上的生活是一个有盼望、等候主再来一种生活。
So they lived their lives here on earth as ones filled with hope of the Lord's coming.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们是站在这个根基来过我们的生活的话。
So, brothers and sisters, if we stand on this foundation to live our lives,
我们整个生活是有了很大的改变。
Then our lives would have this great change.
我们生活态度是完全不一样。
Our attitudes would completely be different.
我们知道这个世界不能满足我们的需要。
We know that this world would not be able to satisfy our needs.
我们知道只有主才真正能够满足我们自己。
And we know that only the Lord Himself can satisfy us.
我们盼望不在这个地上。
And our hope is not here in this world.
我们盼望的是在将来，在永远里面。
And our hope is.In eternity to come.
自然而然，我们在生活里面，我们就会愿意更多的追求那永远的属灵的福分。
And so we will continue to pursue the fullness in the Lord.
我们在地上生活的时候，我们就有一颗心愿，盼望得到主的称赞。
And when we live, we seek to have the Lord's praise.
所以我们看见整个神的救恩所完成的这个成我们生活的一个根基。
So we see that.This salvation is the foundation of our entire life.
若是我们站在这个根基上来过我们的基督徒生活的话
，If we stand as foundation to live our Christian lives,
你会发觉我们基督徒生活是非常有意义的。
Then we'll find that our Christian lives are filled with meaning.
不是枯燥无味的一种生活。
It's not this meaningless way of living.
所以当保罗讲到基督徒生活的时候，他那是告诉我们必须站在这神所完成这个救恩的根基上。
So when Paul tells us about a Christian life, he tells us that we have to stand upon this foundation.
但是从十二章开始，他进到实际生活的各种生活里面的时候。
But in chapter 12, when he begins talking about all the various aspects of Christian life,
我们曾讲过，罗马书第一节、第二节又成为这个生活的一个根基。
We said before that verses 1 and 2 are become a new part of the foundation.
从大方面来上，神完成这个救恩是我们生活的根基。
That the Lord has accomplished all of this salvation for us is the foundation.
而从小的说，从那个细节里面来说，当一个人进到生活里面的时候
，When a person has entered into this life，
第一节、第二节。是我们在这个生活上所要需要学习的一个根基。
Verses 1 and 2 are foundational lessons that people that we need to learn.
因为真正从讲到生活的时候呢，是从十二章第三节开始讲起的。
The actual specifics about living begin in verse 3.
所以进到生活实际各种的操练经历里面的时候，保罗先告诉我们一件事情。
So before he enters into all the specific examples of our experiences,
是告诉我们先将自己的身体当作活祭，献上当作活祭。
He asks us that to offer up our bodies as living sacrifices.
我们说到这个活祭，就是说这个人，我们这个人乃是站在这个祭坛的根基上，开始过地上的生活。
And we said before that this living sacrifice means that we are standing on an altar of sacrifice to begin living our lives.
我们说到这个祭坛，它所表明的意义是什么呢
？And what is this altar? Mean.
祭坛头一个说明这是个救赎的一个恩典，救赎的一个地方，一个。
So this is a place of salvation and grace.
所以当我们在过地上生活，进到实际生活的各种环境里面，我们仍然看见，仍然是需要靠恩典。
So as we begin to live our Christian lives, we see that we need to rely upon grace.
所以保罗告诉我们说，我们在世为人不是靠人的聪明，乃是靠神的恩典。
It says.We are not relying upon human wisdom, but upon the grace of the Lord.
我们得救那时刻需要神的恩典，也是靠神的恩典才能得救。
To be saved, we need the grace of God.
当我们要开始过基督徒生活的时候，仍然是靠恩典。
And when we begin living our Christian lives, it is also by the grace of the Lord.
不是凭着我们自己在努力来过一个公义圣洁的生活。
It is not through our own efforts that we have to live a righteous life.
如果是靠自己的话，我们知道我们经历常告诉我们是非常吃力、非常辛苦的。
We know that if we struggle ourselves to live a righteous life, then we know it's very difficult.
最后我们可能就放弃了。
And in the end, we may just give up.
因为每一个人可以靠凭自己在地上过那个属灵的一个生活。
Because no one by themselves can live a spiritual life.
仍然需要靠主耶稣基督的恩典。
But they need to rely upon the grace of the Lord Jesus.
我们在旧约里面，该隐跟亚伯的献祭为什么不一样
？In the Old Testament, Cain and Abel's experience, why are they different?
该隐他是把地里的出产献在神面前。
Cain offered up the fruits of the ground to the Lord.
我们知道地里的出产呢，是说明一个人的生活。
We know that the fruits of the ground speaks about a person's life.
他所献的是一个数据，数据。
So what he offered was a grain offering. Grain offering.
数据是讲到主耶稣基督他地上圣洁无瑕疵的生活。
And this grain offering speaks of the Lord Jesus' blameless life here on earth.
而这种生活也是蒙恩的儿女所要过的一个生活。
And this life is also that all of us children saved by grace should also.
但是该隐他所献的就是个数据。
But what Cain offered was this grain offering.
为什么神不悦纳，不看重他，也不看重他所献上的供物呢
？Why did the Lord not accept Cain's offering and Cain himself?
若是我们去读圣经的旧约圣经的时候，我们就清楚。
If we read the Old Testament, it becomes clear.
数祭是不能单独献的。
The grain offering can't be offered by itself.
当人要献数祭的时候，他必须和有血的祭一同献。
A grain offering must be offered with another offering with blood.
那就说。需要和燔祭、平安祭，要说赎罪、赎愆祭一同献。
It has to be offered up with one of the other sacrifices, such as the burnt offering, the sin offering, or the guilt offering.
因为为什么赎祭不能单独献呢
Why can't the grain offering be offered by itself?
必须要和有血的祭一同献呢?
Why does it have to be offered up with an offering with blood?
那是让人看见一件事情。
It lets us see something.
你要过地上那个圣洁无瑕疵的生活，非常好。
If you want to live a blameless life here on earth, that's very good.
但是你不能凭着你自己来过这样生活。
But you cannot live such a life by yourself.
你仍然需要靠主耶稣基督的血。
You have to rely upon the blood of the Lord Jesus.
你需要主耶稣恩典的扶持，你才有可能过一个素祭的生活。
You need the upholding of the grace of the Lord to live a spotless life.
这个就是为什么神不看重该隐的祭。
This is the reason why the Lord didn't accept Cain's
offering. 他以为他过地上生活可以凭他自己。
Cain thought that he can live his own life by himself.
不需要神的恩典。
Without the Lord's grace.
但是感谢神，今天基督徒地上的生活仍然需要神的恩典。
We thank the Lord that all of our Christian lives today here are rely upon the Lord's grace.
一直需要站在这个恩典的地位上。
And we have to stand upon this place of grace.
加太教会他们光景就是从这恩典地位上坠落下去的。
The Galatian church has fallen from this.
他们是靠圣灵入了门。靠圣灵入了门。
They were started by the Holy Spirit. Begun.
但是他们开始过基督徒生活的时候，他们需要靠他们自己肉身来成全。
But when they started to live their Christian lives, they tried to live it through their flesh.
这就是该隐所献的祭。
So this is the offering that Cain offered up.
所以基督徒我们仍然是站在一个恩典地位上来过生活。站在恩典地位。
So we need to stand upon the place of grace to live our Christian lives.
祭坛第二方面说到代表一个奉献。
The second thing about the altar is it is offering.
让我们看见我们是一个属神的人。
Let's see that we are a people that belong to the Lord.
是主重价把我们买赎回来，我们不再是自己的人。
That the Lord has paid a great price to redeem us, and we are not our own person.
我们愿意让一生的带领管理我们。
And we rely upon Him to lead us and guide us our entire lives.
我们是站在这个奉献的地位上来过生活。
We stand on this place of offering.
我们去读旧约圣经的时候，好像也有这一方面的一点的看见。
When we read the Old Testament, we can also see this aspect.
刚刚提到说旧约里面主要有五个祭。
I said before, in the Old Testament, there are five main offerings.
燔祭、素祭、平安祭、赎罪、赎愆祭。
Burnt offering grain, peace, sin, and guilt.
但是旧约里面的那个祭坛呢，常常都被称为一个燔祭坛。
But the altar is most often used as the altar of burnt.
当人在献燔祭的时候，当然那个祭坛就是燔祭坛。
Of course, if you're offering up a burnt sacrifice, and the altar is.
但是当人在献素祭、献赎罪祭的时候，那个祭坛仍然是被称为燔祭坛。
But when they're offering up all these other sacrifices, the altar is still called the altar of burnt sacrifice.
为什么圣经称那个祭坛是一个燔祭坛？
Why did the Bible record that the altar is the altar of burnt offering?
为什么献赎罪祭的时候，那个祭坛不称为被称为赎罪祭坛呢？
If they're offering up a guilt offering, sin offering, why isn't it called the altar of sin offering?
圣经称那祭坛是一个燔祭坛。
The Bible records that the altar is the altar of burnt sacrifice.
那意思就是说，所有的献祭。
So it tells us that all the sacrifices,
不管是燔祭或者其他祭，
whether it's burnt offering or not,
都是在这个燔祭坛这个基础上来献祭的。
We're all offered up on this altar of burnt.
那燔祭坛为什么在这个燔祭坛来献祭呢
？So why are they offering on the altar of burnt sacrifice？
燔祭的意思是说明一个人来到神面前，要寻求神的喜悦，寻求他的悦纳，寻求他的喜悦。
We were seeking to please the Lord。
这个就成为所有献祭的一个根基。
This is the foundation, the purpose of all the sacrifices.
不管人来到神面前要献素祭、献平安祭，或是献其他祭的，都任何祭的时候。
Whether you're offering up a grain offering or a peace offering or whatever other offering,
它里面应该有个心思，有一个意念。
They must have within themselves this desire.
我所有献祭都是为了寻求神你自己的喜悦。
That whatever I offer up in sacrifice, it is to seek to please the Lord. If you're standing upon on this foundation, will the Lord be pleased?
所以这个就讲到我们今天基督徒站在这个奉献、这个燔祭坛的根基上来过生活的时候。
So when we stand today upon the altar of burnt sacrifice,
不管我们生活、我们侍奉各方面，我们里面应该有这样一个心思。神啊，主啊，我来到面前就是要来寻求你，寻求你的喜悦，寻求你的欢喜。
So when we come before the Lord, we should have within us this desire to say to the Lord, Lord, we're here to seek to please you.
不管你要献素祭、赎罪祭、平安祭，里面也应该有心思，神啊，我是要来讨你的欢喜。
That whatever offering you're offering up, whether it's grain, peace, or sin.
所以罗马书十二章这个祭呢，乃是一个燔祭。
We should be trying to please the Lord. So the altar here in Romans chapter 12 is the altar of burnt sacrifice.
他看见一件事情。
So when we begin to live our Christian lives, we have to see this one thing. That the purpose of our entire lives is to seek to please the Lord.
为了寻求他的满足。
To seek to fulfill His will.
这样的献祭神常悦纳。
Only such a sacrifice would the Lord
accept. 人若不是在这燔祭坛这个根基上来献其他的祭的话。
If we're not standing upon this altar of burnt offering when we offer up our sacrifices, then the Lord will not be pleased.
神也不能喜悦，神也不能喜悦。
And the Lord will not be satisfied.
人必须看见我是属乎你的。
We have to see that we belong to the Lord.
我不再是自己的人，乃是你重价所买赎回来的人。
I no longer belong to myself, but the Lord who has redeemed me.
用什么？这是我们整个生活的一个根基，整个生活的一个基础。
So this is the foundation and the basis of our entire lives.
第三方面讲到祭坛是一个死亡的一个地方。
The third aspect of the altar is that it is a place of death.
我想这是我们过基督属灵生活上一个需要非常多的一个学习的一个功课。
I think that this is a lesson that we need to learn more deeply.
就是舍己的一个生活，舍己。
Which means to sacrifice yourself.
当一个人要过基础属灵生活的时候，特别在教会里面学习，舍己实在是一个非常重要的一个功课。
In serving, the denying yourself.
为什么今天基础生活过不是那么稳定、那么正常呢
？Why is our lives so unfirm and not normal?
因为我们没有站在这个根基上来过生活。
Because we're not standing upon this foundation.
我们没有常常站在一个舍己的地位上过生活。
We're not standing in this position of denying ourselves.
所以主耶稣说，若是有人要跟从我，必须要天天带着自己的十字架跟从我。
So it says, if you want to follow me, you have to daily take up your cross and follow me.
十字架就是一个死亡的地方。
And the cross is a place of death.
十字架是一个人舍己的地方。
It's a place where you deny yourself.
主耶稣还把他自己舍己挂在十字架上。
So the Lord Jesus denied himself and hung upon the cross.
主耶稣因着他死，他才能够从死里复活。
Because the Lord Jesus died, only then will he be able to resurrect.
所以基督怎么样能够过，怎样能够过地上生活呢
？So how do Christians live their lives here on earth?
怎样把里面那个得到生命、得到那个救恩的生命，能够把它活出来呢
？How can we live out the life that we've received in salvation?
必须要经过死。
We have to pass through death.
只有经过死，才有复活事实。
Only if you pass through death can you have the experience of resurrection. Often we ask that the Lord would demonstrate his resurrection life within us. But often we don't understand that in order to have resurrection, you first must pass through death. So this denying of yourself, this death is also a foundation. This is the three aspects of the altar that we shared about last time.
好像祭坛有另外一个意义。
And as I was considering the topic of the altar, it seems that it has an additional meaning.
祭坛也说到一个人亲近神的一个地方。
It is also a place where a person can draw near to the Lord.
人来到神面前要亲近他，要侍奉他，是先来到祭坛那里。
If someone wants to draw near to the Lord and serve Him, he must come to the altar first.
所以当一个人要基础要过地上生活的时候呢？他必须有一个亲近神内室的一个生活。
So if someone wants to serve, to live a Christian life, he needs to have this heart and life to draw near to the Lord.
这是我们属于生活的一个根基。
This is the foundation of our spiritual lives.
所有外面基础的生活表现都是从这里开始的。
And all the outward expression of a Christian life starts from this foundation. If it doesn't start from drawing near to the Lord, if we don't have this good foundation, then that outward expression of life will not be normal. It will not stand against the tests from the situation. Because we're not standing upon this foundation of drawing near to the Lord. Truly, the Christian life begins from this intimate drawing near to the Lord. If we don't have this inner life, then we won't have the outward expression of a normal Christian life. So in Psalm chapter
1,
blessed is he who loves the law of the Lord. Because he is like a tree planted by the still waters. And he bears fruit in his season. And his leaves will not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. It's not that whatever he does, he prospers, it's that he's living a perfectly
normal
life. And that he has no difficulties. But when we consider the streams of living water, as long as he's by the stream, nothing would be able to hinder him. Many times in our Christian lives, we might meet the situation and we think, oh, we can't get over this. Whether it's a person or some event, we won't be able to succeed over it. So we'll stop there. It's not just an outward living life expression. But our inner life just stops there and it will not grow. Because we don't have the living water to supply us our needs. So the outward expression is the leaves begin to wither. But someone who often draws near to the Lord, then his life would be fresh and always vigorous. He will not rely upon himself. He can only rely upon the Lord. He knows that the Lord will be able to supply his every need. So in Jeremiah chapter 17, there's also a similar phrase. Blessed is he who relies upon the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream. And will not fear when the heat comes. But its leaves will be green. And it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. And what is the secret? Because he is there united with the streams of living water. When the heat and the testing comes, his leaves will still be green. And in the year of drought, when the spiritual conditions seem to be weak, he will not stop yielding fruit. When the outward situation seems to not provide the spiritual necessities for him to grow, his roots are extended into the stream. The Lord himself is supplying all that he needs. So even then, his outward life would be normal. He's not influenced by the situations and the events.
因为他一直站在这个祭坛这个根基上。
Because he's standing upon this altar, this foundation.
因为他一个好的根基，好的一个基础。
He has a good foundation.
自然而然，他外面的生活建造就能够被建立起来。
So his outward life will continue to be built up.
他就能过一个正常基督徒的一个生活。
So he'll be able to live a normal Christian life.
那从第三节开始讲到基督徒进到怎样的生活里面呢？
So in verse 3, how do we enter into a normal Christian life?
头一个保罗讲到教会的生活。
Paul first speaks about the life of the church.
为什么使徒保罗讲到基督徒在地上开始过生活的时候，头一个先提到教会的生活？
So why does Paul, when he talks about living a normal Christian life, first start with church life?
让我们看见这个教会生活应该是首要的。
Because he's telling us that the church life is the most important.
因为教会是主重价所买赎回来的。
Because the church is what the Lord has paid a
great price to redeem. 教会是基督的身体，是他心腹。
It is the body of Christ. It is His bride.
教会是神心中的一个宝贝。
And it is the church is something extremely precious in the heart of the Lord.
神整个心意都放在教会身上。
All of the Lord's promises are upon the church.
所以我们看见，当保罗要讲到我们基督徒地上生活的时候
，So when Paul talks about Christian life,
他先提到教会的生活。
He first talks about the church life.
因为教会是神永远旨意。成全的一个地方，成就的一个地方。
Because it is a place where the Lord's eternal will and purpose will be.
神永远实际是借教会来成全的。
And His eternal purpose will be fulfilled by the church.
而今天在地上啊，是借教会来彰显神的旨意。
And so today the church will represent the Lord's will.
所以弟兄姊妹，教会生活当神儿女都一同相聚，在那敬拜侍奉的时候。
So in the church, when brothers and sisters gather together to worship.
或者圣徒之间彼此的交通来往
，or the fellowship between the saints，
这是关系到神永远旨意成全的一个问题。
There, this is a question about the eternal will of the Lord。
神让荣耀工作呢，是借教会要来做成的。
The Lord's glorious work will be accomplished by the church。
所以，我们看到教会生活对我们来说是非常重要的。
So then we can see that the church is extremely important to us。
因为它会影响到神旨意是不是快快成全。
Because it'll influence whether or not the Lord's eternal purpose will be fulfilled.
教会在那若是有正常的属灵生活
，If the church has a normal Christian life,
让神的旨意能够借着教会再能够通达
，And that the Lord will be able to work smoothly through the church.
神的旨意就能够很快的成全
，Then the Lord's will would be very quickly accomplished.
就带进主的第二次的再来。
And will bring about the Lord's second coming.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个人若是认识教会的一个价值宝贵的话
，If we can recognize the importance and the preciousness of the church,
他若是能够认识神的心意是这样的话
，If we can see what the Lord's will and purpose,
自然而然他看重教会的生活，他宝贵教会的生活
，Then he will truly consider the church life to be most precious.
他喜欢与圣徒们常常有来往，有相聚。
He often wants to gather and fellowship with the saints.
借着彼此的聚会，彼此的建立，彼此的鼓励。
And in the church to fellowship and encourage one another.
叫基督的身体在那能够快快的成长。
That the body of Christ would grow quickly.
叫神的旨意快快的能完成。
And that the Lord's will would be quickly accomplished.
所以我们看见教会生活是在所有生活当中是应该是首位的。
So we see that the church life should be the most important.
我们知道我们在地上有各种不同的生活。
We know that on the earth today we have many different kinds of lives.
有教会的生活，有社会人际之间的来往生活。
We have the church life, our relationship with the world and
在这所有生活里面，我们要看见教会生活应该是摆在我们心中最主要的一种生活。
In all of these cases, we should see that the church life is the most important. It should,
因为这是影响到神旨意的一个成全。
Because it influences the eternal will and purpose of the Lord.
我很喜欢我们那个诗本，678首。
I especially like this hymn in our hymn book, hymn 678.
作诗的人实在是一个认识神心意的一个人。
The hymn writer truly understands the will of the Lord.
他是一个体会神心意的一个人。
And who really wants to accomplish the Lord's
will. 他认识教会是什么。
He understands what the church is.
他说主我爱你国度就是你的居所。
He says, I love thy kingdom, Lord, the house of thine abode.
就是教会你所救赎的。
Which is the church which you have redeemed.
就是你的居所。就是你的居所。
Which is your masterpiece.
教会是神所中一个奇妙的一个工作。
The church is a marvelous work in the hands of the Lord.
它是你心的一个奇珍。
Related to verse 2, it is a precious treasure in your heart.
他说你对待他是爱护入微，犹如眼中的同人。
And you care for her as the apple of your own eye.
做事的人看见认识因为教会在神心目当中是何等的珍贵，何等的宝贝。
He sees how precious the church is in the eyes of the Lord.
是他怎样来对待教会呢？
So how does the Lord treat the church?
他说为他我常求福。
The hymn writer says, For her my tears shall fall.
为他我常哀哭。
For her my prayers ascend.
为他我常操心劳碌直到日子满足。
To her my cares and toils be given till toils and cares shall end.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个认识神心意的一个人。
So brothers and sisters, this is someone who really understands the purpose of the
Lord. 这是认识教会意义的一个人。
Who understands the importance of the church.
所以他能够保护神所爱的教会。
So he can truly protect the church that God loves.
神心中所宝贵的。
Because he considers precious what the Lord considers precious.
所以他宝贵和弟兄姊妹神儿女一同相聚在神面前。
So he treats the gathering of the saints extremely importantly.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们真是站在这个好的根基上。
So brothers and sisters, if we can stand on this good foundation,
我们看见教会生活对我们来说是非常重要的。
Then we can see that this church life is extremely important to us.
但是很可惜，今天多少神的儿女
？But how sad that today many of God's children
可以说把教会生活是当作最次要的。
That treat the church life as the least important.
甚至到了地步可有可无的一种生活。
That to the point where they say that it's something that they can live without.
看重其他生活过于教会的生活。
That all their other parts of their life is more important than church life.
所以他不能过一个正常基础生活。
So they can't live this normal Christian life.
因为他没有看见教会是神心中的一个奇珍，是一个宝贵。
Because they can't see that the church is this precious treasure in the Lord's heart.
是他眼中的同人，是爱护无为。
And he loves the church as dearly as the apple of his eye.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要神怜悯我们。
So we truly need the Lord to be gracious to us.
那我们看重教会的生活。
To see the importance of the church life.
因为这影响到神永远旨意的成全。
Because it's something that touches upon the eternal purpose of the Lord.
若是我们看重教会的生活，我们喜欢跟神儿女一同聚在神面前。
If we see how important the church life is, and we want to gather together before the Lord.
我们就宝贵每一种的聚会。
And we would consider every meeting, every gathering to be
precious. 我们抓住每一次的机会，能够和神的儿女一同在那边分享交通神的恩典。
We take every opportunity to gather together with the saints to fellowship and to share about the Lord's word.
保罗开始要提到基督徒地上生活的时候，头一个他先提到教会的生活。
So when Paul talks about Christian life, the first thing he talks about is the church life.
因为它是最重要的。
Because it is the most important.
那为什么提到？教会生活首先呢
？So why does he start with church life?
因为教会生活是我们从前没有过的一种生活方式。
Because it is the life that we haven't lived before.
因为我们没有得救之前，我们不知道什么是教会的生活。
Before we were saved, we had no idea what a church life is like.
所以当我们得救以后，我们马上就进到教会生活里面。
So as soon as we're saved, we enter into this church life.
所以保罗需要告诉我们，现在开始要有一种生活，你是从来没有过的一种生活。
So Paul begins by saying, now you've entered into this life that you've never lived before.
你必须要知道如何来过教会生活。
You have to know how to live this Christian life.
教会生活的内容是什么？性质是什么
？What is the purpose in the of this church life?
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们蒙恩得救以后，我们开始和弟兄姊妹聚会一同服侍的时候。
So once we're saved and we start gathering together with the brothers and sisters and serving together.
因为这是我们从来没有过的一种生活方式。
Because this is a life that we've never lived before.
所以常常我们把从前在社会上、在世界上的生活的态度、那些做事的法则，就带到教会里面来。
So because this is so new to us, we may bring some similar ideas that we may have had from the world into the church.
所以有时候我们有时候听到一些弟兄怎么讲，哎，我从前做事就是这样做的。
So many brothers and sisters say, "Oh, I used to do this at my work."
我处理事情以前都是这样子的。
And I've always done things like this.
因为他不知道教会生活和世界生活性质完全是不一样的。
Because he doesn't understand that the church life and the world life, their attitudes are completely different.
教会生活是一个属灵的，是一个跟世界是完全不同的一个原则。
That the church life is spiritual and its source is completely different from the world.
所以保罗让我们知道，要先让我们知道，现在你要开始过教会生活，你应该知道教会生活应该是怎么过的。
So Paul says, when you begin to live this church life, you have to know how to live.
保罗写信给提摩太。
So Paul wrote this letter to Timothy.
提摩太前书到底告诉我们什么？
What does 1 Timothy actually tell us?
提摩太前书的中心信息呢，是教会生活跟次序的建立。
It is actually talking about the church life and how to build it up.
所以保罗说，我写这个信给你，目的呢是要叫你知道在神的家当如何行。
He says, I wrote this letter to you so that you would know how to live in the church.
让你知道在神的家里怎样来处理教会一些事务。
In the house of God, how to manage over certain things.
所以保罗在书信里也告诉提摩太说，男人当无争论，要男人无争论，没有争论啊，就是。
Oh, you shouldn't be arguing. That there not be any dissent.
要常常举起圣洁的手来祷告。
To lift up holy hands in prayer.
而女人呢，要以正派衣裳为装饰。
And that the women should be adorned with proper clothing.
他也告诉我们，女人跟男人在教会地位是应该有什么样的认识。
And he tells us how men and women, should be treated within the church.
所以这个很清楚，让我们看见，当一个人要开始过教会生活的时候，使徒们告诉我们，当怎么样行才合乎那个圣徒的基统。
So the apostle tells us, how we should, act within the church.
男人应该是该有怎样的光景表现出来。
That men should have certain expressions of
life. 而女人呢，特别在穿着上应该有什么样的一个装饰。
And women, especially in the matter of clothing, how they should be adorned.
我们不能说，哎，我上班也是穿这一套啊，我去 party 也是穿这一套啊，很好啊，大家都觉得我这套衣服很漂亮啊。
You can't say that. Oh, when I go to work, I wear this, and when I go to a party, I wear this, and everyone says it looks great.
那使徒说，这是不是合乎圣徒的体统？
So the apostle says, is this according to the spirit of the Lord?
在讲到监督、讲到那执事的条件的时候
，When he talks about overseers and deacons,
神是怎样拣选这些在教会里面担负责任的这些执事跟监督们
？How does the Lord choose these overseers and deacons?
和外面使用一个人的那个条件完全是不同的。
It's completely different from how the world would seek to fill these positions.
因为这是教会的生活，这不是世界上在做公司里面做事，谈看你的条件能力，才干是怎么样。
Because this is the church, and it's not like a workplace. You know what your capabilities are.
这是我们必须要先知道的。
These are things that we need to learn first.
所以这个为什么保罗一提到我们生活的时候，需要先提到教会的生活。
So this is why Paul, when he talks about a Christian life, how he begins with the church life.
因为这些我们完全是不知道的。
Because these things were completely new to us.
但是现在我们开始要过一个教会生活的时候。
So when today, when we're first starting to live this Christian life,
我们怎样能够在一个正常的情形里面过教会生活
？So how can we begin living this normal church life?
我们必须要认识神的法则是什么。
We have to first understand what the Lord's
laws are. 看见我们在神的教会应该是如何行。
And how we should act within the church.
才要显明教会是怎样，是神心意的所在的一个地方。
To show that the church is a place where the Lord dwells.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们要过一个好的正常的教会生活
，So brothers and sisters, when we want to live a normal church life,
我们必须要好好读神的话。
We have to carefully read God's word.
凭着一点热心，常常不能成就事情。
Just a little bit of fervor can't accomplish.
今天许多时候，常常热心带来更多难处。
Today, fervor often brings us more difficulty.
但是，若是我们好好去读神的话，到底在教会里面应该过怎样的生活
？But if we carefully read God's word to see how we should live,
应该用什么方式、什么态度和弟兄姊妹一同来往相交
？With what methods and what attitudes should we gather together and
或是怎么样来服侍神、来敬拜神
？Or how to serve or worship the Lord？
若是我们有这样认识的话，我们就不会照着从前世界上给我们一些的教导、一些想法，在教会里面来服侍、来生活。
If we learn it from the Bible, then we won't rely upon the methods and ways of the world to serve in the church.
所以这是保罗一开头讲到生活的时候，头一个必须要先讲到教会的生活。
So when Paul talks about the Christian living, he first starts with the church life.
他讲到教会生活的时候，头一个呢是讲到教会里面的服侍、配搭的生活。
So in the church life itself, the first thing he talks about is service.
因为神拯救我们就是为了服侍他。
Because the Lord saved us, so we can serve him.
所以当一个蒙恩得救以后，马上进到教会里面，马上开始有侍奉。
So once we're saved, we immediately enter into the church, and then we immediately enter into the service.
因为这是神拯救我们的目的。
Because this is the reason why God has saved us.
所以当我们一同在那服侍配搭的时候，到底我们应该怎么样来配搭，才能合乎神的心意呢？
So when we begin to serve the Lord, how can we seek to please Him?
所以保罗在这里就告诉我们，在神的教会里面是如何的配搭。如何的配搭？
How you should judge yourself? Coordinate. How we can coordinate one with another in the church.
他在这里告诉我们说呢，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照神所分给个人信心大小看得合乎中道。
It says, everyone among you should not think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think as so as to have sound judgment.
当然要进到配搭里面呢，保罗告诉我们说，要你怎么样看我们自己，我们这个人。
When you begin to coordinate within the church.First, you have to consider what kind of person you are.
我们知道，当我们还没得救之前，我们在社会上做事，人给我们教导，他是怎么样
？Before we were saved, when we were, you know, working in the world, other people would have told us this or that.
不要小看你自己，你的潜力是非常大的。
They may say, "Oh, don't look down upon yourself. You're actually very good at what you do."
所以很多人在外面做事都很自负。
So when people are working, they're very full of themselves.
常跟同事在一起的话，有时候就觉得这个同事。懂得也不太多，结果他好像都坐在上面，在我前面，做那个 leader。
We might consider our coworkers. This guy actually doesn't know what he's talking about, but he's still sitting ahead of me.
或是我这个老板是在对这个电脑是在懂得比我还差很多嘞。
Or my boss doesn't know much about this computer system.
在社会上工作好像这样是可以的，是允许的。
In the world, this attitude seems to be okay and is kind of encouraged.
但是来到教会，以神而一同配搭服事的时候呢
？But in the church, when we begin to serve together,
保罗说不要看自己过于所当看的。
Paul says, don't consider yourself more highly than you ought to.
照着神所分给个人那个信心的个大小，应该说信心的度量。
So it says, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith.
要看得合乎中道，要看得合宜。
Then that should be what you are judging each other by.
所以这个让我们看，就在服事里面，我们要看对我们自己要一个准确的一个认识。
So when we consider ourselves, we have to recognize ourselves correctly.
神量给我多少，我的生命度量是在某个阶段里面，我就做多少事，服事多少事情。
The measure of faith that the Lord has given to me, within that measure, that's where I should be serving.
我们知道今天在神的家里面，常常有一个光景，就有些人非常自负。
We know that there's this condition in the church today where some people are very full of themselves.
似乎就说他觉得他不错，他了不起。
They think, you know, I'm pretty good.
所以很难接受别人一些好的建议。
So they can't accept the admonition from other people.
就是没有把自己看到一个合适的一个地位上。
Because they have not carefully examined themselves.
有一点信心，讲起话来觉得我们很大的信心。
If they have a little faith, when they talk about themselves, they say that they have a lot of faith.
或是有一点主给我们一点负担，做满了来办服事，讲起话来好像我有很大负担。
And if the Lord has given them a bit of a burden to do something, they'll say that they have this great burden.
把别人都没有负担啊。
And they'll say, look at all these other people, they don't have any burdens.
就是因为没有把自己看得合宜。
Because they have not considered themselves correctly. They haven't placed themselves in the right position.
圣经不仅告诉我们说，看自己要看得准确。
It doesn't tell us that we have to look at ourselves correctly only.
圣经也告诉我们说怎样来看看别人看得准确。
It also tells us how to look at other people correctly.
看待看看别人。
Or how to examine others.
圣经在哪边告诉我们怎样去看别人？
Where does the Bible tell us how to examine other people?
可以打吧，知道吗？腓立比书第二章。
In the book of Philippians, chapter 2.
他说看别人比自己强。
It says, consider others as more important than yourself.
圣经不仅告诉我们说看自己要看得合适，看别人也要看得合适。
So it said the Bible doesn't only tell us how to consider ourselves correctly, but how to consider others as well.
那句话是什么意思呢？
So what do these words mean?
看别人比自己强。
To regard others as more important than yourself.
这个人刚才信主，属于生命那么幼嫩，我信主那么多人，你说叫我怎么看他比我强？
Look at this person, he was just saved. How can I, who has been saved for so many more years, consider him to be greater than him? Are there some spiritual matters that I'd have to go to him and ask him about? Is this what these words mean? If this person was saved for so short of a time,and he doesn't know much about spiritual matters, if I consider him greater than I am, isn't that a little misleading or false? But we know that in this phrase, there's still another phrase before it. So the importance of this verse is in the first half, not the second.
It
says, do nothing from selfishness,nor empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourself. It said the importance here is of humility of mind.
So, 底下第六节开始，他就讲到主耶稣，他是怎样存心谦卑，卑微自己。
So, in verse 6, it tells us how the Lord Jesus himself humbled himself.
So, 当我们要看别人的时候，我们需要一个谦卑的态度。
So, when we consider other people, we have to have this humble attitude.
我们看见他也是从神那里有得到他那一份。
We see that they also have received this portion from the Lord.
若是有这样的认识，若是存了这个态度的话，自然而然在配搭里面呢，难处就会少很多。
If we have this attitude, and then a lot of the difficulties that we seem to have would be greatly reduced.
所以看自己要看得合宜。
So you have to consider yourself.
所以腓立比书第三章告诉我说，到什么地步就照什么地步行。
So in Philippians chapter 3, it tells us, verse 16, however, let us keep living by that same standard to which we have attained.
按照我们生命的度量，我今天的生命是在怎样的阶段里面，我说话和服事，就照我目前的那个生命的度量来服事，来生活。
So, through the portion that we have received from the Lord, then that...In that portion, we should live and serve.
也不会把自己看高，也不会把自己看低。
So we should not think too highly or too poorly of ourselves.
所以他底下就告诉我们说，在一个身体里面有许多肢体。
So he continues to say that in a body, there are many members.
所以当一个人把自己的身体献在祭坛上的时候，
when we offer up our whole bodies upon the altar,
他是进到一个大的身体里面，就是基督的身体。
We've entered into a greater body, which is
当人进到这个基督身体里面，就看不见我这个身体了。
If we enter into this greater body, then we can't see our own selves, our own members. Among the greater body, I am just a member. And here, we don't see the individual members, we see the whole body, which is Christ. I am just like everyone else, we're just a small member of the body of Christ. Here, then we would know how to coordinate one with another. So if someone offers himself up on the altar, and they've entered into the body of Christ, then he
could
see his body.
那就说他看了把看了自己很大，看了很大，看自己看了很大。
So if he has not offered himself on the altar, then he sees himself
看不见别人，看不见别的自己。
Very greatly. Then he can't. Then he, if he sees himself as too big, then he won't be able to see other people.
觉得好像他是，虽然不管他不管不敢说他是全体，他是代表全体，最起码他是占大部分。
Even if he recognizes that he can't represent the entire body, he may say that he represents a great portion. Because he is a body.
但如果他看见他不过是一个小小的肢体的话。
But if he sees himself as not the body, but a member.
虽然我这个肢体是非常小。
Even though I am just a small member.
但是神给我那一份的恩赐，我是有用处的。
But the Lord has given me this grace, and I'm useful.
我是有一份的功用可以来进的。
I have this usefulness that I can enter into.
所以弟兄们，当我们开始过教会生活的时候，我们看见我们不过是身体当中一个小肢体。
So the Lord, when we enter into the church life, we have to see that we are just a member.
虽然肢体是小，但是非常重要的。
Even though we may be small, we are still very important.
这个身体不能没有我。
This body can't exist without me.
我也不能没有别的肢体。
And I can't exist without the other members.
我乃是在众肢体当中，我们一起来服侍，来配搭。
Among all the other members, then we can gather together and serve and worship.
所以弟兄姊妹看见我们不过是在身体里面一个小肢体而已。
So brothers and sisters, we have to see that among the body of Christ, we are just a small member.
这是一个非常重要的一个认识。
This is a very important recognition on our part.
并且底下告诉我们说，当我们这个小肢体，每一个人都从神灵份领受一份的恩赐恩典。
He continues to say that each member has from the Lord received a portion of grace.
那也讲到一个服侍呢，是一个专一的服侍。
And that our service should be in devotion.
虽然恩赐是不同。
Even though our gifts may be different.
但是同样在这个身体里面一同来服侍这个身体。
But together with the other members, we have to serve the whole.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十二章也告诉我们。
So in Romans chapter 12, he said.
他说身子只有一个。
In 1 Corinthians, it says the
身子只有一个。
In the second, there's only one body.
但是有许多肢体。
But many members.
有脚，有手，有眼，有耳朵。
There are, you know, eyes, ears, hands, and feet.
每一个肢体都是身上所不可缺少的。
Every member we can't go without.
每一个肢体它都不是全部。
And each member is not the entire whole.
所以这个让我们看见，在教会服事里面，我们按着神所量给我们那份，我们专一在服事。
So according to the measure of faith that the Lord has given to us, we have to serve.
专业服事一方面让我们这个功用能够发挥得更好，能够更把神给我们那份能够把它能够好好的服事出来。
And if we serve diligently with what He has given us, then we can.
专业的服侍也叫别人也有机会服侍。
And if we serve within our measure
of faith, 而不是说我一个人包办所有的服侍。
Then other it'll give opportunity for other people to serve, so that we're not occupying all of the service.
为什么会包办许多服侍呢？因为他是一个身体，他认为他是一个身体。
Why would someone occupy all of the services? Because he considers himself as a whole body.
但如果是看见我们不过是一个小肢体的话，看见我们是有限的，我们能力是有限的。
If we see ourselves as a member, then we can see we have our own limits that we are limited in what we can accomplish.
我们恩赐也是有限的。
And that our gifts are also within limits.
我们不是样样都行。
It's not that we can do everything.
所以有时候若是人把自己看作一个身体的话，
If someone considers himself as a body,
我们看见他也在讲到，他也在教儿童班。
We see that he may be preaching or teaching the and teaching the
在婴儿室也看到他。
The children, so all the kids would see him too.
在厨房里面看他也在忙忙碌碌。
You can see, and he's busy in the kitchen as well.
另外，好像看到他什么都可以做，好像他很大的负担。
On one hand, you may see that he can do everything well, and he has this great burden.
结果是叫很多肢体就不能发挥他的功用。
What actually is occurring is that he's preventing the other members from serving.
那不是说好像别的事情我都不要管。
So it's not that everything else that we don't need to worry about.
有需要的时候，当然是还是要帮忙服侍。
If there's a need, we still need to help.
但是让我们看见到底神把我们摆在什么个地位上，神到底是把什么恩典恩赐赐给我们。
But we have to consider what gift and grace that the Lord has given to us.
叫我们一同来进功用，一同来服侍。
So that all of us together can serve.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见每一个人都是一个肢体。
So brothers and sisters, we see each and every one of us is a member.
教会不能没有，我也不能没有教会的各个肢体。
The church cannot be without me, and I can't be without the church, with all the other members.
难处常常不是说看自己看得很大。
I think one of the difficulties today isn't that we see ourselves as too big.
今天难处老是把自己看得太小了。
But that we see ourselves as too small.
常常觉得我这个人是没有多大用处。
We may consider that and say that, you know, I don't really have that much of a use.
多我一个，少我一个，好像没有什么太大问题。
You know, if I'm not there, then there doesn't seem to be much of a problem.
我来聚会好像也差不了我的，不来聚会好像没有太大影响。
If I attend the church, you know, I don't make much of a contribution. If I'm not there at church, I'm not much of a loss. If we think of ourselves in this way,
恐怕今天在聚会里面大概只有几个人在这聚会了。
Then when we gather together, then it would probably be only very few people.
因为每一个人说我今天不来，好像也没什么太大对整个教会没什么影响啊。
If everyone thought, you know, if I don't attend church today, then there's not much of a loss.
若是百分之八十人都是这种想法，你看今天就少了百分之八十人。反正我今天就不来就是了，教会照样过。
If 80% of people thought this way, then we would lose 80% of the members.
所以就怎么看见教会不能少我这个小肢体。
So we have to see that the church cannot lose this small member.
若是每一个人都有这样想法啊，你看每次看到弟兄姊妹来的时候，我们感觉。心情是不一样的，是不是
？If we consider ourselves in this manner, then whenever we meet one another, our attitudes would be different.、Right?
若是每个人看我看自己都觉得不重要
，If we see ourselves as not important,
只有这样看完都不来的话，你看那天来的人，他感觉会很舒服吗？会心情会好吗
？If everyone who thought that I'm not important didn't come, would the other people that are gathered would they feel comfortable?
只有因此我们不来，就影响到弟兄姊妹的心情，是不是？
Because we didn't come to the church, won't we affect other brothers and sisters?
所以我们看见在教会里面每一个肢体都是身体的一个部分。
So we see that every member of is an important member of.
神按着他给每一个人不同恩赐，叫我们一同在一个身体里面的服侍。
God gave each of us a different measure of faith and a different.
这个专一的服侍不是各做各的。
And this.Focus in devotion in our serving isn't that we should do our own things,
这个专业服侍呢是在一个同一个工作里面
but that we are united in one goal.
彼此连结，彼此配搭。
We are connected together and
叫这个基督的身体能够慢慢能够被建立起来。
So that the body of Christ could be built up.
让神的旨意在这里能够显出来。
So that the will of the Lord may be able to be demonstrated.
因为这是教会生活的一个头一步。
So this is the first step of the church life.
保罗开始从十二章开始讲到基督在地上过生活的时候。
So we see Paul when he in chapter Romans chapter 12 when he talks about.
那我们看见教会生活是在我们所有生活当中应该是摆在首位的。
When he talks about living Christian life, that the church life should be the first place.
因为神的心意在教会身上。
Because God's purpose is in the church.
神的工作也是在教会身上。
And His work is also in the church.
我们每一个人都在神的工作里面都有份的。
And all of us together have a portion with the Lord's work.
因为教会是神所做的工作。
Because the church itself is a masterpiece in the hands of the Lord.
要把做成一个荣耀的一个器皿。
To be made into this vessel for
来承受他的
glory. To receive His grace.
来承受他的丰富。
And receive His fullness.
就教会在这里会显出神的丰富来。
And then the church will be able to exemplify His.
我们怎样才能够过这样正常的教会生活呢
？How can we live out this normal church life？
仍然需要回到那个根基、那个基础。
We have to return to this foundation, to the base.
若是人是站在这个祭坛的根基上来过生活
，If we stand upon this altar to live our lives，
若是人在这个祭坛上所表明的各种不同意义里面来学习的操练
，And if we can learn in all the lessons that the altar has to teach us，
自然这个活祭、这个祭物在这个祭坛上，它就活了。正常
then this living sacrifice upon the altar would live a normal life.
他的生命，主的生命就能够在这里能够被表彰显出来。
Then his life, the Lord's life, would be able to be exemplified here.
我想这是一个活祭真正的意义。
And I think this is the true meaning of the living sacrifice.
求神是恩待我。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
请
Would our brother please close us in a word of prayer?
弟兄姊妹，我们低头有些祷告。
Brothers and sisters, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们谢谢你常常把我们聚在你面前。
Lord, we thank you for always drawing us before your presence.
我们这是感谢你借着弟兄在向我们说话，圣灵里头向我们交通。
We thank you that you have the brother has spoken through us in the spirit.
把主自己你在教会的心意交通在你的儿女面前。
That you yourself and the spirit of the church you have revealed to all of us.
我们求你把智慧启示灵再赏给我们。
We ask that you would grant us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
让真是讲过的、听的都被圣灵所启示、所感动。
So that those who spoke and those who listened may all receive this revelation.
因为道理教训拯救不了我们。
Because you have saved us.
唯有你自己圣灵来亲自来做工。
It's not just the teachings, but it is your living spirit that does the work.
唯有你的圣灵能够把这些话成为灵，成为生命。
And it is only your spirit that can give us life.
我们谢谢你，求你祝福你要祝福的话语。
We thank you, and may you bless the words which you desire to bless.
求你把要赐给教会的生命的话语栽种在我们里头。
And may you plant these words of regarding the church life into our hearts.
好让连日过去，我们每一次在你的面前的聚集都不是突然的。
So that every time we gather before you, it would not just be a coincidence.
感谢你，荣耀归给主。
We thank you and give all the glory to our Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们有一些报告的事项。
We have some announcements to make.
这个月第十月份开头第一个主日，所以我们弟兄姊妹看看服事的这个变更。